Joseph Albaugh has overseen responses to a full range of disasters since President Bush made him director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. In addition to dealing with natural disasters, he directed FEMA's response to the September 11th terrorist attacks. FEMA becomes a part of the new Homeland Security Department on Saturday, and Albaugh is stepping down from his position.
It's time for me to go home and reintroduce myself to my wife and kids, and it's been an incredible honor to serve our country. I would not trade those life experiences for anything in the world. People have, all over America, have warmly invited me into their home when they're in need, and that's why FEMA exists, to help our fellow citizens in times of disaster, whether they're created by Mother Nature or by acts of man.
Is the United States better prepared now for any disaster?
We are better prepared since 9/11. Am I satisfied where we are? No, but we're headed in the right direction. And government, as you know, Bob, moves very, very slowly. We are getting better. We know what to do. First responders have always known what to do. It's a matter of getting those individuals the necessary resources and equipment so they'll be allowed to do their job.
Well, how does recovery differ from an act of terrorism than from a natural disaster?
Essentially, the response and recovery is exactly the same. Our agency hasn't changed that much over the years, has not changed a lot since 9/11. What we do to respond and to help with recovery is essentially the same. Go through the same scenarios insofar as our training, and the same programs are applicable.
But Homeland Security is concerned with prevention primarily.
It's concerned with the entire ball of wax, quite frankly. And FEMA is a component within Homeland Security that will focus on preparedness training and the recovery efforts.
What about the job surprised you?
What surprised
me? Not that 9/11 wasn't enough of a surprise. I mean, about the mechanics of doing the job.
The mechanics were pretty simple for me. I was very fortunate. I was President Bush's chief of staff when he was governor in Texas. So I was very familiar with what we did, how FEMA operated. So there wasn't anything really new for me to learn. What surprised me most was how I responded to all of these events. Normally, most things really don't bother me. Being able to be there to help people when they were hurting was a great feeling. But at the same time, there was a price to pay dealing with death and destruction all the time. And so I ride the same emotional roller coaster that everyone else does that's been affected by 9/11.
In dealing with people who are victims of this, your prior experience in Texas, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, it's nature. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just act of God, whatever. But September 11th, you're dealing with people who know that they were hurt by other human beings.
Yes, and that's hard for many people to deal with. Even I felt to a certain extent that we were somewhat impervious and no one would dare run the risk of attacking us. But it happened. And we have to be prepared for the inevitable. And part of what FEMA does is think about those things to offer up ways that we can be better prepared and respond to events regardless of where they come from or how they're generated.
Joseph Albaugh, director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.